Hello and welcome to the AA Meeting episode 56. This is the final episode of the year. It is December 16th. We're almost about to hit Christmas, New Year. It's going to be quiet over the next couple of weeks. So I wanted to pop in. I wanted to do one more AA meeting before the end of the year. We'll do our usual stuff, and I want to have a little special moment at the end of the episode. And yes, welcome everyone for joining me. Firstly, as we always do on the AA meeting, we go into what I have been playing over the last week. Still been playing Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. Review went up last week, and gave it a strong, I think it was 8.2. Very good game, probably one of my favourites from the PlayStation 4 so far. And I am slowly getting close to that platinum. There's a couple of trophies I'm missing. One to get the level 55 on multiplayer, another to use every ability in multiplayer, and 100% every mission in single player. That will be probably my week at the moment, until a certain game I will be reviewing later this week, which I will go into a little bit later on. Now, one of my regular listeners wanted an update on my Resogun Platinum, and after a lot of work, a lot of excellent fun, I have got that Platinum. So we're sitting at 100% on Flower, we got the Platinum for Resogun, excellent game by the way. And the other game I was playing a lot last week, LEGO Marvel Super Heroes, which my review was only published maybe an hour or two ago. Very excellent game, 8.5 I gave it, I've got the Platinum for it, loved it. Really good if you're a Marvel fan, or even just like you liked a couple of the movies or something like that, you're going to get some good fun here. It's great for all ages, it's got some good fun co-op, there's a lot to do, there's a lot of collectibles. You're going to be spending, I think you spend over 35 hours to get the Platinum, so if you're looking to get 100%, you're going to have a lot to do there. Aside from that, WWE 2K14 went back to it at a friend's place. Really, really fun game to play with friends, like co-op. You can have like four people in a match, it's good, you know, pass the controllers around. It's got glitches, definitely does, but that's sort of how it makes it fun, and I definitely recommend it as like a party game, which sounds kind of odd, but the glitches actually make it more fun, and yeah, it's the best way to play the game with other people. So that has what I've been playing. Now let's hop into the news. Nothing too huge this week. You know, it's really slowing down at the moment. Let's talk about Elder Scrolls Online, which will be coming to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on June 4th, it has been announced, and it will be hitting PC and Mac on April 4th, 2014, so that's 4/4/14. The Elder Scrolls guys love their numbers being the same, because if I remember, it was first of the 11th, 11 was Skyrim, so they really love, or was it 11/11/11, one of those. They really love getting it on the same dates. Moving along, there were some linked documents for Fallout 4. Now, I didn't really go into this story. It came out of Kotaku. They were saying there's some leaked documents that, you know, show the game's casting call for voice talent. Now, this isn't a huge thing, let's be honest. Fallout 3 was great. It even spawned Fallout New Vegas. And everyone's been clamoring for Fallout 4. So, you know, it's not too much of a big news story that it, you know, apparently it exists, because I would be surprised if it didn't. You know, we've had times where, you know, there was talk of it being in Boston and everything like that, talking about more androids and stuff. So, great reassuring news, not really the biggest shock, really. Moving along, Rayman Legends, as we know, is coming to next generation consoles, but we finally have release dates for the console iterations. It will be coming February 25th in North America and February 27th for European and Australian audiences. So if you haven't played Rayman Legends, go check it out. Excellent game, and it is in talks for our Game of the Year, which nominees will be announced very, very soon. And we'll talk about that a little bit more at the end of the episode. More release date news, Fable Anniversary. We knew it was coming out in February, it will be coming out February 4th in North America, February 6th in Asia, and February 7th in Europe. Now, it's been rated R18 in Australia, so if you are an Australian listener, make sure you're over 18 if you want to play that one. We've got an exclusive Xbox One mission coming to Metal Gear Solid 5. You will be playing as Raiden, actually, from Metal Gear Rising, Revengeance, and I think it was Metal Gear Solid 2. And yeah, you will be playing a mission called a Yamasvu mission pack, and you will be infiltrating a US military base. I personally think that sounds more fun than the mission that was on PlayStation 4, which is just, you know, you play as the polygonal Solid Snake. So yeah, if you're getting either console, you're getting either copy, you're gonna get some sort of exclusive. Kind of sucks that, you know, you can't just get both for both, but I wouldn't be surprised if they end up being released on both, but who knows completely. Aside from that, that's basically it. Like I said, there's not much news going on. Nothing too huge. It's really late in the year. Most companies are calling it in, and yeah, there's not many games being released. There is one major title which will be released this week, and it is probably going to be my final review of the year. That is A Walking Dead Season 2 Episode 1. All That Remains, I'm pretty sure, is the title for that one. Now, we have the official trailer over on analogaddiction.org, and I'm very excited for it. If you've seen the trailer, it confirmed Krista's in it, Omid's back. Now, there's one guy that we saw from behind, looked splitting image of Kenny. I would not be surprised if Kenny returns. I wouldn't be surprised if, what's her name? I don't think it's the one with Hilda. I know that. I hope she returns too. She was a really cool, interesting character. And, you know, we only saw a little bit of her, but she really made her presence known in episode, I'm pretty sure it was episode 4. So hopefully she comes back. Looks really good. The trailer was really intense. You know, playing as Clementine now, trying to fight off adults, it's going to be harder. But we shall see how that goes. That will be my final review. No release date is actually confirmed. There's a lot of places that have said there's been one, but from my sources, there is still a little up in the air of when it will be coming out. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's this week, as we know Telltale can confirm a release date and they'll release it a couple of days later. So if you're looking forward to that, keep an eye for the review and try and get out as soon as possible. Now, as I said, I wanted to do a little special thing at the end here. Firstly, Game of the Year awards on Analog Addiction. We had our Game of the Year awards last year. They were successful. We're looking at doing our nominees, revealing all our nominees, which have been confirmed soon. Very, very soon. We're just getting some graphics in order. And then once that's up, soon by the end of the year, you'll get that. And we're in talks to figure out the actual winners. And hopefully that will be revealed by the end of the year, if not early next. It's going to be a big time. We've got a couple other awards added. Best visuals, best trailer, and we've also been discussing Game of the Generation. Now that has been a very tough game to try and decide. There were some talks about what games should be included, should there be series, should there be franchises, and got a little heated, as you would expect. So we're looking to do that very, very soon. Keep an eye out for that. Secondly, I want to thank you, all of you, really. We are continuously raising on the leaderboards of Podomatic. We're getting a lot more downloads, a lot more listeners, and I really do appreciate everyone that is listening. If you don't know, I've spoken about this on the 50th episode, but Analog Addiction was just something I spawned. I really wanted to write about games. I wanted to extend what my passion is, and I've got a great load of staff that are along with me for the ride, and we're doing the best we can to share our passion, to share our love of the gaming industry to everyone that comes to Analog Addiction. So a big, big thank you. I still want to reiterate, if any of you guys want to send questions, we will definitely get to them on the next episodes next year. analogaddiction@hotmail.com is the best way to reach us. If not, you can always go on the Twitter, @analogaddiction. You can go on our Facebook page. We will always talk to you on the Facebook page or the Facebook group. We've hit 515 likes, which our goal was 500 by the end of the year. We've hit that, and we've still got half the month to go. So again, in big strides for Analog Addiction, we're hoping for a huge year next year, the start of the year. If you are a listener that you know, maybe you want to write about games, maybe you've really wanted to share your passions. We will be hiring new staff. We are looking for a Nintendo and a Microsoft Xbox One, Xbox 360 editor. Maybe more, depending, but like I said, keep an eye out. During January, we will be making it clear when we're hiring. I'll either be announcing it on here, or we'll be announcing it on the site itself, all on the Facebook pages or the Twitters. So if you follow us anywhere, you're more than likely to see it. Just keep an eye out in January. And you can be a part of this. We're hoping to get more people on the podcast next year. Really want to have an extended talk of our game of the year, how we came to our choices, the conversations, maybe even a conversation of us discussing what we want to win before we announce the winners. So it's going to be a really exciting time. I'm really excited. Got some big reviews lined up for next year. Got some. It's going to be a big year in gaming with the next generations. Just a big year overall. And everyone that's helped Analog Addiction to get where it is, like as I said, big thanks, big props to you guys. And we hope you enjoy everything we do. If you want to follow me myself, I am on Twitter at JamieAA, simply AA at the end. And I'm hoping to get more videos on the YouTube, but that won't be happening until next year. So that is Jamie Rock, that's R-O-C-K, 50. So with that, that's the last episode for the year. Episode 56 in the books, getting very close to 60. Nothing will happen at 60. It's not a milestone. We'll do something at 75, probably won't. We'll do something at 100, we'll do something big. Big thanks. Keep an eye out if you're listening for this for another competition. A big PC prize pack is coming your way from Paradox Interactive. I will be posting the details very soon. So, with that, I wish everyone, you know, a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whichever you want to celebrate. You know, have a good time, be safe. Nothing worse than, you know, drinking too much, being hungover on Boxing Day. You don't want that. You know, tone it up, drink a bit of water. Have a bit of feed. That's what you want. Happy New Year's as well. You know, 2014. It's going to be an excellent year for gaming, for everyone. So really, stay safe. Have a good time. And keep on gaming. Until then, I would love to have your appearance next year on the AA Meeting.